This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with Dick Nepinski, who's one of the main spokesmen for EAA in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And today he's going to talk to us about what's coming up for AirVenture. That's just a few weeks in the future. And so, Dick, could you start out just telling us some of the highlights of what visitors can expect to see this year?
It is going to be a great year, Mary, at AirVenture this year. You take a look at the airplanes, the people, and some of the events going on this year, and it's about as exciting of a year as I can recall, and this is going to be number 18 on staff for me, and probably close to 25 overall that I've been here since 1978, so it's going to be a lot of fun this year. You know, I think just running down some of the highlights, of course, we start off with Virgin Galactic bringing their mothership Eve, the space carrier vehicle. Many people know it as White Knight 2. Sir Richard Branson has dubbed it in honor of his mother. So it's now Mothership Eve, and it will be arriving here on opening day on Monday and stay here throughout the week before departing on Saturday. And it really is the next step up from what people may remember in 2005 for White Knight 1 and Spaceship 1 when it arrived here on its way to the Smithsonian back in that year. So we're very excited about having that. Of course, if you like big, we're getting as big as it gets this year on the runways of Oshkosh. That's the Airbus A380 coming in for the very first time. It's a massive airplane. I think most of our aviation friends know about it. Holds close to 600 people in passenger configuration. This particular airplane is a test aircraft coming in from the Airbus factory in France. So that will be here and coming in on Tuesday, July 28th, and staying until Friday, July 31st, and it'll be parked. And we're also pleased to say there will be interior tours as well, where people can walk through and discover more about it. As far as the people angle, we'll have the cockpit crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles will be coming in, talking about their interesting landing that they had back in January in the Hudson River, and talking more about that. And this will be interesting because it's been one of the first times that they've had a chance to talk to fellow pilots about some of the decision-making that goes into that, some of the other things that go into what happens when everything goes wrong, as it did in that flight, and still come out with what many people thought was a perfect emergency landing. So that should be very interesting as well. And many, many other things, everything from the Wright Flyer B replica coming in from Dayton to the celebration of 100 years of Canadian aviation and a lot of great airplanes coming from north of the border. So we look forward to seeing all of that. And there are just dozens of interesting things happening. And, of course, people bringing their own aircraft, which really makes it interesting each year, that what have people built, restored, decided to fly into Oshkosh. And so we're very enthusiastic about what people will see on the grounds this year.
I understand you also have a special program this year to focus on public benefit flying. Can you tell us more about that?
Indeed. It's called Fly for Life, and this is something very special because it really brings together all of the public benefit flying that goes on out there, whether it is for humanitarian efforts, everything from Angel Flight to other various emergency services type aviation, to those who fly in mission-based aviation around the world. All of those people are coming together to say, look at all the wonderful things that aviation provides, even for people who may never step foot inside an airplane. Aviation benefits them. And all of us in aviation know that there's certainly enough being talked about aviation this year, not all of it positive. And so what we want to emphasize at AirVenture is say, look at all the good that aviation and flying does around the world. Again, for people who never have any kind of contact directly with aviation by flying or traveling in an airplane, but aviation serves them as well. So all of that will be part of it. They will have a tent pavilion right at Aeroshell Square and have the opportunity to tell their stories as well. Miles O'Brien, formerly of CNN, will be hosting an evening program on the first night, and that's July 27th, at Theater in the Woods, with several representatives, some fascinating stories from the people who are involved in this public benefit aviation. So it's going to be a very big celebration here at Oshkosh.
People who are returning to AirVenture, and I know a lot of people go back year after year, they'll see some major changes this year. Can you give us a rundown on that?
They will be seeing some major changes, and it will start right at the main gate, which has moved about 200 yards to the west this year. What they will see this year are new thoroughfares that people will be able to travel. One thing we're trying to do is limit the number of vehicles in a certain area around Aeroshell Square near the main gate, provide more tram routes for people to get around. And again, walking thoroughfares. When you walk in the main gate, not only will you have the opportunity to walk directly to the east to Aeroshell Square, you'll also be able to walk on a brand new thoroughfare to the northeast, up to the Forums area and toward the Warbirds area. You'll be able to walk to the southeast, where you'll go by a relocated fly market area that's brand new, and head toward Theater in the Woods and the Vintage area. So all of those opportunities will be there. In addition, we're going to have more rest areas, more shade areas, where people can stop a moment, maybe get a spot under the umbrella and enjoy a moment or two of shade, because we know there's a lot of walking in the sunshine going on there. And also, one thing that's met with very enthusiastic response, I should say, are, for the first time, flush toilets on the grounds. Some of these will be in the camping areas, both the North 40 aircraft camping and in drive-in camp shoulder areas. We're retrofitting a few of the shower buildings to include flush toilets. And on the grounds around Aeroshell Square, we'll have some of the large trailers that have flush toilets as well. That's one of those things people have told us. They're looking for amenities that will make their comfort level a little bit higher, whether it's while they're walking the grounds or have to take a quick break. And so we're trying to provide those on the grounds this year. And so if they'd want to know more about that or some of the relocated buildings, if they go to www.airventure.org, we have a quick reference guide that they can look at and see some of the new locations for the buildings, some of the places where exhibitors will be now that perhaps they haven't been before, and some things that they can look for when they walk onto the grounds at Oshkosh this year.
Well, it sounds like a lot of positive changes. And what about for pilots who are flying into the field? Is there anything that they need to know about that's new this year?
Well, not so much everything that's new, but I think the most important thing for every pilot is to please, please, please get the NOTAM and read it. There's a NOTAM of about 32 pages, depending on how you're going to fly into the event, whether you're coming in VFR or IFR, whether you're coming from the west, whether you're coming from the north. Maybe you'll be landing at an alternate airport at Fond du Lac or at Appleton or someplace else. All of these things are essential to know, and what we ask pilots to do every year is please read the NOTAM, understand it. You can download it right from the AirVenture website. You can call us here at EAA if you won't prefer a hard copy. We're happy to send one to you. And please make sure you read that, understand it, bring it with you on the trip, and follow it. That's the most important thing, because we know there are a lot of airplanes in the air, people trying to get to Oshkosh. They're excited to get here. Take that little extra time to make sure you're aware and understand the NOTAM, and it's put together with a lot of thought process and trying to bring people together as safely as possible, and so they have a fun time arriving in Oshkosh while they're here on the grounds at AirVenture and also going home. So the procedures are very similar to previous years, just a few tweaks throughout the entire book, which is why it's important to read the book and the NOTAM every single year, because there are some minor changes. People should be aware of those, and then they can follow those and have a great time when they come to AirVenture.
Okay, Dick, well, thanks a lot. I think we covered all the highlights, and of course, we'll all be there, the AFWeb staff, filing daily reports, stories, audio, and video on AFWeb.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you there then.
Sounds great. Hope to see you there. Look forward to the AFWeb folks, and also remind people, if they have Twitter or some of those type of processes, you can get instant updates, and just go to twitter.com/EAA update and you can get instant news as we pass it out in the next month.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dick.
Thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.